Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
If you don't have it, you don't need it. Wow. You missed that, didn't you? And that's what God says to us. If you don't have it, you don't need it. Wow. Because He gives you what He needs. Wow. These four lessons, I'll repeat them quickly here, is you don't need everything you want. You don't want everything you need. God doesn't give us everything we want. God always gives us what we need. And I'll close with this. The Spirit wants you to get out of here. You cannot change the past. Forget about it. Forget about it. But you can affect the present. True change starts today, not tomorrow. Think about it. I keep talking to my son, the other one here. He's at home stuffing his face right now, probably. I said, when are you going to change the way you're eating? Going to cook out McDonald's. I'll do it tomorrow. You're not ready. Until you start today, you are not ready. You can affect the past, but you can affect the future and the present by today. Isn't that a great thing God gave us? We have one thing we can't affect, but two that we can. So I want to encourage you today, as Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says this, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And he goes on to say, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting." You see, that word is a double-edged sword. If you do what he says, he will bless you. Isn't that good news? We don't have to worry about the negative side, because as we're seeking him, we're going to do the good side. And we're going to be blessed. Wow. Now, how do you make the rest of life the best of life? Simply, allow Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life. He cannot be second. He doesn't want no runner-up. He wants to drive. He don't want to be a passenger. He has to be the Lord of your life. A lot of us are saved, but we're not actively seeking Him. We're not actively seeking His righteousness. We seek our own righteousness. And then that's where we fall short. And then we must let every moment of our life let Him take control. Turn it all over to Jesus. Set your priorities. Seek that personal purity and remember His promised prosperity. And the Lord will make the rest of life the best of life. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come just thanking you for this privilege, Lord God, and this honor to hear from you tonight. Lord God, this message was so amazing, not only for the old, but also for the young. Lord God, we've all messed up in the past, but praise be to God that we can make a change today. Lord God, as we seek your kingdom, we know that it first starts by seeking the King. And then, Lord God, we know that as we seek the King, we seek your reign in our life to control every aspect of our lives. And then, Lord God, we'll seek your purity, your righteousness. And then, Lord God, we'll remember those promises that you have given us. So, Lord, we thank you for all those that came out tonight. Lord God, just sitting in anticipation to hear from you. And Lord God, we've heard from you tonight. We ask that you just bless everyone now as they return home or to their destinations. And we'll be so careful to give your name all the honor and the praise. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.